For people searching for the best fly fishing spots to catch wild trout in the U.S., central Pennsylvania still makes top 10 lists. That's despite historical pollution and runoff from agriculture and development. For our series, Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant heads to the region to find out how people there are working to keep these premier streams clean.
It's just before sunset, and 27-year-old Matt Kowalczyk is standing in the river near the bank of Penn's Creek in central Pennsylvania, not far from State College. He's a fly fishing guide and chooses a lure meant to catch wild trout.
We're going to see if we can get one to eat a stonefly. It's hard to pass up a big meal.
Kowalczyk attaches the fly to his line and walks deeper into the center of the fast-moving creek. He casts upstream. His line doesn't dance through the air like in a river runs through it, but his lure lands lightly on the water and floats down a ways. No bites, so he pulls it out and casts upstream again.
And you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. The next thing you know, boom, a bar of gold just rolls up and annihilates your fly. It's pretty intense. It gets the adrenaline pumping.
Kowalczyk considered moving to Montana or Colorado after college, but he loves it here.
In the middle of Pennsylvania, mountains all around you, watching the bald eagles chase the osprey for the trout.
In high summer, the water is still cool, maybe 60 degrees, and remains that temperature because it's fed by cold springs and mountain creeks. Unlike some streams, the state doesn't stock Penn's Creek with trout.
It doesn't need it. This stream is Class A wild trout water, meaning that it has a naturally sustaining population of fish that does not need us to do anything about. If you come here in October and November, you can walk the stream and find the fish actively spawning, and that is cool to see.
One reason the trout do well here, abundant food. When I visited, Kowalczyk was just finishing up with the angling frenzy around the hatch of green drake and especially large mayfly.
And that's a huge draw. That is the big hatch here. That's the reason everyone comes to fish, the green drake. It's actually pretty insane.
Even closer to State College in nearby Spring Creek, a spill of cyanide at Penn State in the 1950s wiped out the green drake population. The mayflies have never recovered there. Now, the Clean Water Act protects these creeks from large-scale chemical dumping. It's led to improvements in sewage treatment and stormwater management, and wild trout populations have rebounded. There's usually not one big pollution source anymore. Today, it's more like death by a thousand cuts. Urbanization and growth in State College, like rooftops, roads, and parking lots, cause runoff and pollution in Spring Creek. In the more rural Penn's Creek watershed, it's the farms. One-third of the land here is in agriculture, corn, soy, and dairy.
This was a cow pasture, and that was a cow pasture.
David Martinick is working with the Penn's Valley Conservation Association, a local nonprofit, to restore the stream bed at his longtime family farm. He points to the high bank on the far side of the creek, where a backhoe is moving hemlock logs brought in for a restoration project.
And we took the cattle off. The non-native invasive species just grew up and just choked everything out.
Martinick wanted to encourage native wildlife, woodcock and songbirds here, but he got inundated with invasives instead, like autumn olive and Chinese honeysuckle.
And what happens when you start choking out the native plants and the grasses, the little seeds and the little things that the little birds and that, they leave.
The Conservation Association's Lyle Sherwin, who leads many area landowners on projects like this, says the bare soil of the cow pastures left these stream banks without tree roots for structure.
They're falling into the stream. Massive erosion.
You can see silt from the eroding bank filling up the shallow stream here. Sherwin says this limestone bed is spawning ground for trout, and the sediment literally smothers their eggs. That's why they're building what's basically a reinforced wall of logs along the stream.
It simulates an eroded bank that has structure and function to it, but it's a built bank. It's a stable bank.
Sherwin has worked on 14 improvement projects like this in recent years and says the more they do, the more landowners want to try it.
It's sort of keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, wait a minute, they did that stream project and it worked for them and they seem happy with it.
Many of these projects get funding through a USDA program that's proposed to be cut in the House version of the 2018 Farm Bill. Sherwin hopes funding doesn't dry up because the more stream restoration, the better for the wild brown trout in Penn's Creek and for the anglers who pour in to catch them. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.